For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you every week by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. I am thrilled to be your host today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week, next Sunday from 10 to 11. She'll be talking about natural ways to support healthy cholesterol levels, so anybody out there, and there are a lot of you, who have been told you have high cholesterol, who are on a cholesterol medication, who are worried about their heart health, it'll be a great topic to learn all about the great nutrients available for supporting healthy cholesterol levels. Today, we have a great show. This is one of the shows. This is the reason why we do the show, folks. This is the reason why you should tune in every Sunday. We have a phenomenal special guest, and this is a topic that I think is so incredibly interesting. Today, we're going to be talking about nutrient approaches to dealing with psychological conditions, issues like depression, anxiety, ADD, ADHD, OCD. These are very common conditions. These are things I see in my practice every single day. And every single day, people are coming to me in my office asking, what else can I do for this issue? You know, I've been told I have depression, or I suffer from some anxiety, or I have some focus and concentration issues, but people are reluctant to be on the medications for several reasons. Number one, we all know that the medications come with certain side effects, sexual dysfunction, you can have some memory loss issues, some people experience weight gain. There is also a certain leveling off of emotions that people don't like. They don't necessarily feel the lows of their depression, but they also don't feel the highs or excitement of the joy in their life. And this is disturbing for people. Additionally, many people on these medications don't get a great response. They're on them, and yeah, things are a little bit better. Maybe I'm a little less depressed or a little less anxious, but the underlying issue that they were trying to address is still there to some degree, and they're dealing with the side effects of the medication. So what else can we do? You know, what else can be done? Well, this is a place where nutrient therapy, using natural substances to balance brain chemistry and support human physiology and brain function, can have profound effects and benefits as a primary therapeutic tool in dealing with these brain and mental conditions. This is an incredibly exciting area of focus in my field. It is one of the things that I enjoy doing the most with my patients. And today on the show, we have a special guest who has truly pioneered this work in our nation and really around the world, helping people to understand and working with people to use nutrients to balance brain chemistry. So we are so lucky to have on the phone with us today, Dr. Bill Walsh. The Walsh Research Institute was founded by William Walsh in June 2008 with the aim of continuing his research efforts into a range of mental disorders and the training of doctors around the world in advanced nutritional treatment of these disorders. Dr. Walsh was the founder and chief scientist of the Health Research Institute and Pfeiffer Treatment Center, where he worked for more than 20 years. He is also the author of a phenomenal new book called Nutrient Power, which is available on his website, the Walsh Institute website, which is www.walshinstitute.org. That's W-A-L-S-H, institute.org. Or you can find it on Amazon. Download it right to your Kindle or order the hard copy. So, Dr. Walsh, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Well, it's a pleasure being with you, Kevin.
I hope I did some service in my introduction to the work that you do. I would love for you to familiarize our listeners with, you know, where did this come from, Dr. Walsh? You've been doing this for a very long time. Where did you get your start? How did you get into this idea that nutrients could be a way of addressing these mental disorders that so many people deal with on a day-to-day basis?
Well, actually, I discovered it by accident. I was, as a young man in my 20s, I was doing volunteer work at a local prison, and I started an ex-offender program working with ex-convicts. And after several years, after meeting many of the families that had produced a criminal, I learned to my great surprise that many of them had really an excellent environment and parents who cared about them and brothers and sisters who were okay. And they told me that they knew there was something wrong with this child by the time they were six months old. And so we began to explore the reasons for behavior disorders and began studying the science of it. And that's how we began. And we eventually started doing experiments on these violent people, looking at their brain chemistry and their body chemistry, their blood and urine abnormalities. The first thing we found was very strange levels of metals. Metal metabolism disorders were very common in this group. And anyway, that's how we began. One thing led to another, and then by the 1990s, we had the world's largest complementary medicine clinic for people with behavior disorders, ADHD, depression, schizophrenia, and other forms of mental illness.
Yeah, well, it's really interesting. You talk about in your book at the beginning, in the intro, I think you bring up some really interesting points that you just touched on around this idea that, you know, psychotherapy for many years, it was this idea pioneered that, you know, people were born with a blank slate and it was up to what's going on with your environment, the influences, the experience. This is a lot of work that was originally done and expanded on by Freud and some of the most famous people in the psychiatric field, that, you know, it was what is our experiences shape who we become and what our personality ends up, how it develops. But then what we found, I guess it was, as you talk about in the 60s and 70s, they were doing twin studies and they were doing other research and learning that actually it wasn't the experiences. There is a huge portion of our personality that is actually 100% related to the biochemistry of our brain. Isn't that correct?
Exactly right. We learned as a group, we learned that yes, experiences are important, and it is possible to mess up a kid with terrible experiences in a terrible environment. But the number one factor happens to be a predisposition. We now know that from the adoption and twin studies that some children are born with a predisposition for behavior disorders, for ADHD, of course for autism, and depression and schizophrenia.
Exactly. So, I mean, really interesting, and that sort of started leading you and leading researchers this idea that if there was a biochemical imbalance, you could actually use certain tools to manage that biochemistry and get better clinical outcomes and help people. So,
and in the beginning, back in the 60s and 70s, they soon learned that they needed to work in altering neurotransmitters and brain chemicals, and it had a lot to do with receptors. And the only tools they had available at that time were drugs to alter brain chemistry. They realized that brain chemistry was so complex it would take decades to really understand what was truly going on at a molecular level. Well, now it's many years later, and brain science has advanced to the point where we really understand how neurotransmitters are created and how neurotransmission is regulated at synapses. And we're learning that nutrients have an extraordinarily powerful impact on that, and we can regulate and do the work that is now being done by psychiatric medications.
Right. So most people at this point are familiar with the word serotonin. It's basically a household word, and that was, you know, brought about by the fact of some of this research about neurotransmitters, and of course with the advent of the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor and group of antidepressants, it became a much more targeted way of addressing mood disorders without the same side effect profile of some of the older antidepressants. And that's really, you know, when antidepressant therapy got incredibly popular in our culture. Can you talk about a little bit, you know, just intro us this idea of, you know, how do we use nutrients to modulate brain chemistry? How is this different than drugs? Can nutrients work as well as drugs, better than drugs? Can you help build a framework for the rest of our show today?
Well, the first question is where does serotonin come from? And the answer is we're not born with a lifetime supply of serotonin. It's created every day, all day, every day in our brains. The brain's a chemical factory. And the raw materials for making serotonin are nutrients. There's an amino acid called tryptophan that's the starting point. We get that from our diet, from protein. And then there are other nutrients that are directly involved in not only in the synthesis of the serotonin, but then the regulation at synapses is directly related to several nutrients. For example, we now know that methionine and SAMe which are methylating agents, act as serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And we know that folic acid does the opposite. It's a serotonin reuptake promoter. So we're learning how nutrients have a striking effect on depression. Now, one thing I do have is I think I have the world's biggest chemistry database for depression. We have more than 800,000 chemical values for blood and urine for a large number of thousands of people with depression. And what we find is that depression is a name given to several completely different disorders. I call it an umbrella term. And mainstream psychiatry hasn't really focused on this yet. They sort of take the approach that it's a single condition involving low serotonin activity. What my data shows is that there are five strikingly different types of depression, each requiring a different therapy. Now, two of these five types encompass more than half of depressives, and yes, they do have low serotonin activity. And these are the people who do the best on the SSRI antidepressants, albeit often with nasty side effects. Two other forms of depression are basically unaffected by the SSRIs, and one of them, 20% of all depressives, based on my database, have a basic intolerance to SSRIs, and these are the people who get dramatically worse if they take an SSRI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I certainly see that play out clinically, where some people have a very robust, excellent response to their medications and some do not. And it certainly would make sense that, you know, based on what you're discussing, different people, there are different types of depression, even though it's all lumped together under one basic grouping. So Dr. Walsh, when we come back from the break, I want to pick this conversation up again. I'd like to get into some of the details and nitty gritty about, you know, what are some of the most important factors related to brain chemistry? How do the drugs work on supporting that? And how do we use nutrients to also support our brain chemistry? And let's talk about some specific conditions like depression, anxiety, and also ADD and ADHD. These are all very important topics that many, many people deal with. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs.
Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so always make sure you have your dial tuned. Also, don't forget, if you miss a show, it's no big deal. Just go online, www.myvillagegreen.com. On the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a microphone icon. Click it. It'll take you to our archive show section, and you can download and listen to any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free at your convenience. Download them into your iTunes, put them on your iPod, listen to them as a podcast, stream them from your computer. This is a resource that the Village Green provides for the people to get great education around natural health. So take advantage of it. Dana and I try and do a very good job of getting great special guests and giving you guys great information. And of course, if you've been listening today, is no exception. On the phone with me is Dr. William Walsh. He is the founder of the Walsh Institute, aiming to continue his research efforts into a range of mental disorders and training of doctors around the world in advanced nutritional treatments of mental disorders. Hopefully you hear the passion in my voice. And I'm passionate about it because day in and day out, I don't go through a day of seeing patients without having some type of encounter of somebody dealing with anxiety, depression, or ADD or ADHD. Now, it may not be to the degree that somebody's been diagnosed or been tried on medication, but these are things that affect people's quality of life, that affect their ability to engage in healthful relationships with their peers, loved ones, and spouses, and inhibits their maximum potential of what they're achieving day to day. And there are nutrients. There are very proven, effective ways to deal with these conditions that don't involve the use of pharmaceutical intervention. And that is what Dr. Walsh is truly the expert on. If you want to learn more about his work, please buy his book. It's basically a culmination of his life's work and research into this field. It's called Nutrient Power. You can get it at the Walsh Institute website, which is www.walshinstitute.org, or you can just go to Amazon and buy the hard copy or download it right to your Kindle. So Dr. Walsh, thank you again for being on the show with us today and introducing us to the topic in the last segment. In this segment, I want to talk about a little bit about how do you approach these issues. I mean, treating depression, mental conditions with nutrients is not just about, oh, I walk into the health food store and I hear fish oil is good and I hear zinc is good and I hear St. John's wort is good and I take tryptophan for my serotonin. It's about, as you explained before, understanding what's going on with people's individual biochemistry and addressing that. So what kind of evaluations, what's the process for a patient who gets started with you to start understanding how do I address my issue using a nutrient approach?
Well, there are two things we learned early on, and I had the benefit early on of working with Dr. Carl Pfeiffer, the well-known head of the Princeton BioCenter back years ago. And one of the things we learned was that nutrient overloads cause more mischief than nutrient deficiencies. So we learned that you can't just stuff a person full of amino acids, vitamins, and minerals and expect the person with depression or anxiety to get better, because very often involves an inborn tendency or an acquired tendency for high levels of certain nutrients. The second thing we learned that was a surprise to me was that even though there are hundreds and hundreds of important nutrients in the body, there are about five or six or seven that have a dominant effect on mental health. And so this includes metal metabolism. We have to test everyone for copper levels. Some people are extraordinarily overloaded. And if they are, that means depressed levels of dopamine and elevated levels of norepinephrine and adrenaline. So these are people who might have anxiety or panic problems. Zinc deficiency is present in a very high percentage of people with any of these problems, whether it's ADD or depression or whatever. And then methylation is extraordinarily important. We test for that using whole blood histamine and serum folate sometimes can be a useful test to determine methyl and folate, and those are imbalanced in 70% of people with schizophrenia. Methyl and folate are imbalanced in more than two-thirds of people with depression or anxiety disorders. And another factor that's really important is oxidative stress. We now know that oxidative stress, if it's elevated, and this can come from toxic metals, it can come from actually just problems of living, trauma. There are a lot of sources of oxidative stress in the body, which really amounts to an excessive number of free radicals in the body, and this directly affects neurotransmitter function. Especially the NMDA receptor system and the dopamine system are extremely affected by high oxidative stress. So there are what we do when a patient shows up at our place, we have to find out what their individual biochemistry is. And so we need blood and urine testing. We always test for whole blood histamine, which we've learned to be a really good measure of methylation status.
So can you explain how histamine is tied to methylation?
Yes, histamine and methyl are what they call ubiquitous. They're throughout the body in very high concentrations, and histamine is destroyed by methylation. And so when one is high, the other is low. So this is a really good way of finding out whether a person has over or under methylation, which can really affect their brain chemistry. So if a person is high histamine, the range we use for whole blood histamine is 40 to 70. If a person's higher than 70, that means they're under-methylated. And if they're low in histamine, it means they're over-methylated. Now, people who are under-methylated have a classic set of symptoms associated with it, and it's associated with high accomplishment. However, about 20% of these people, one of the problems is low serotonin activity. Mm. If a person is under-methylated, they have low serotonin activity and are prone to depression and anxiety and obsessive-compulsive tendencies. If a person is over-methylated, they tend to have high serotonin levels, which is one of the reasons why these people get much worse if you give them an SSRI antidepressant.
Mm.
And they are prone to extremely high anxiety.
Hmm. Interesting. So can you explain a little bit, like, what is – we've used the word methylation a couple times. Can you just briefly explain to the listeners what methylation actually is?
Well, methyl, which is carbon with three or four hydrogens attached, is the simplest organic chemical in the body, and it's involved in dozens and dozens of important reactions in the body. It comes from diet. The methyl we get comes from methionine, which is one of the amino acids in protein, and the body processes that and regulates it and conserves it in what's known as the methylation cycle or the one carbon cycle. And it has it's the source of most of our antioxidants, mm-hmm. things like glutathione and cysteine and metallothionein that protect us from so many things. The methyl groups we've learned recently have a dramatic impact and are really the most important factor in this new field of epigenetics. Mm-hmm. Epigenetics is the condition in the body where we regulate our genes. We all have about 20,000 genes in our DNA, and each gene has only one job, and that's to make a protein. Well, we need a completely different combination of proteins every different part of our body. And so in early development, methyl groups attached to parts of our DNA, and what methyl tends to do is shut off certain genes. It's the way we can silence genes. We don't want to be producing proteins in certain areas of the body. And this has everything to do with serotonin activity. We've now learned that if you're over-methylated, you're going to have too much activity of serotonin and dopamine.
Hmm. Yeah, methylation is part of the production of neurotransmitters, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And this whole methylation idea of epigenetics, I mean, this is, you know, we've talked about this when I've had on the brilliant Dr. Joseph Lamb on the show before, where we use this great saying where health is the favorable expression of our genetic code and disease is the unfavorable expression of our genetic code. And basically what we're learning is that, you know, what we used to think genetics set the majority of what our health was going to be, it's really actually some aspects of how our genetics are expressed. And there are huge variations based on conditions prenatally, conditions in early life that relate to methylation and how our genes are told whether or not to be silent or to be active. So it's a really interesting part, and I guess that explains how methylation is part of this picture of brain chemistry. So we talked about histamine as a good marker. You discussed copper. Now, when you're talking about copper overload, where does copper overload come from, Dr. Walsh? Is this something that people are doing in their diet? Is it a genetic predisposition that people have to accumulate copper? Do we have any idea why copper is a problematic part of this metal metabolism concept that you discussed?
Yeah, we know it runs in families, and it appears to be inborn. So many people are born with an inability to get the excess copper out of their system if that develops. For example, during a pregnancy, a woman's copper level more than doubles, and that's natural and needed for the growing fetus because it's needed for angiogenesis, for to provide the growing little tiny baby with new blood vessels. Well, A woman at the end of her pregnancy, after 9 months, has twice as much copper in her blood as is needed, and this tends to cause anxiety and depression. Mm. Well, people with postpartum depression, women with postpartum depression, and we've looked at studied more than 800 of them, they are people who have high copper levels, and this seems to be the number one cause of postpartum, they have an inability to regulate copper. And so that's an easy group of people for us to help if we find that their blood copper levels are extraordinarily high. We test for serum copper and serum ceruloplasmin, and that combination enables us to get a good handle on what their copper status is. And if it's overloaded, we've developed a nutrient therapy that takes about 60 days to correct it, and we've had hundreds of women with postpartum depression who become completely okay without having to use any medications.
That's great. So because postpartum depression can be a devastating condition, truly devastating for the entire family unit when that happens. So to have good treatment options that are non-pharmaceutical, especially if the mother's choosing to breastfeed, is really incredibly important. Now, we also mentioned zinc. So, you know, why was everybody so deficient in zinc, or how many people are you finding that are deficient in zinc? You know, and again, another aspect of this metal metabolism pathway that seems to have a very profound effect on neurotransmitter balance.
That's right. Zinc, for example, is if you have a zinc deficiency, you will have insufficient amounts of GABA, which is a calming neurotransmitter. And we find that 95% of our patients of all types, whether they have autism or depression or behavior disorders, 95% of them are either low normal in zinc or are extremely deficient or out of range low in zinc. And it's definitely inborn. It runs in families. It's associated with an inability to control one's temper. It has a lot to do with growth. It has a lot to do with depression. And that's one of the – it takes about 5 or 6 weeks to to normalize a person's blood zinc level. And I also want to mention that we don't just give large amounts of these nutrients to people. We carefully identify what their status is, and we just want to normalize their blood levels. We want their blood zinc level to be at an ideal healthy level.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that also with all of the testing we do. We try to normalize the blood levels and brain levels of these nutrients.
Sure. And that's important to mention because you also may look at some testing. For example, somebody might get a zinc test, and I'm assuming that you probably use a good marker like red blood cell zinc levels, or do you just use serum zinc?
Well, the best level the zinc experts of the world have found is plasma zinc, and then the next best are the PEC cells, the red blood cell zinc levels, which give different information. But those work out really well. We also like to do a urine pyrrole test. That's something that was developed by the great Abram Hoffer and Carl Pfeiffer. And this is a great test to test for extraordinary oxidative stress. And people that have high pyrroles are really low in B6 and zinc.
Mm-hmm.
And B6 is one of the key nutrients that you need to make many of our neurotransmitters. You can't really make serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, and GABA if you don't have suitable levels of B6.
Mm-hmm. So So again, another important nutrient. And so what I was getting back to is you look at zinc levels, let's say plasma zinc, there is a normal range that, you know, I know from looking at these tests, it's quite broad. So although you may not be flagged as deficient, you may not be in the optimal range. And then you can also look at copper levels. And although you may not be frankly excessive, when you start looking at the ratios of, well, where are the copper levels at? Where are the zinc levels at? Even if you're within ranges, it still may be worthwhile to engage in some of these nutrient therapies to optimize where you are in those ranges. Isn't that correct, Dr. Walsh?
That's right. The normal range or the reference range you get from laboratories is extraordinarily broad, and it basically encompasses 95% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
2.5% at either end, but there's the proper range for mental wellness is much more narrow.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the range for that you might get from the lab might be 25 to 180 for zinc micrograms per deciliter, but we know that anyone who's below 80 needs zinc. And anyone, and it's hard to have too much zinc. If a person is, we don't worry about zinc overloads unless they get over 150,
mm-hmm.
because I've never seen anybody who is really harmed by too much zinc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really important nutrient for the immune system, many other things, bone health. Anyway, we're going to have to take a quick break. I mean, this is I find a really interesting conversation. When we come back, let's start talking about some specific conditions. We've discussed a little bit about depression, but I'd like to get into anxiety, OCD, particularly ADD and ADHD, because if we can have an effective nutrient therapy to help with ADD and ADHD, it's so wonderful for our kids and our children, because the idea of starting young kids on stimulant medication that's basically changing and altering brain chemistry and brain plasticity and how their brain is developing at this critical time is such an unfavorable way to approach it if we can avoid it. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. I thank you all for tuning in, and hopefully you're getting a good education today. I certainly am. I'm thrilled to have on the phone with me Dr. William Walsh, who is one of the pioneers in using nutrient therapy to help with different types of mental disorders. We've been talking in the last segment a lot about some of the different testing, some of the important nutrients that are continually seen over and over and over again when it comes to some of these issues and how we use nutrients to help balance brain chemistry to get people the outcomes that result in real clinical changes. We talked a little bit about, or Dr. Walsh talked a little bit about some of his work with postpartum depression, talked about some of his work with depression in the beginning of the show. We're going to talk about many more conditions in this segment. And I think, Dr. Walsh, what we're going to start off with is some of the behavioral disorders that we see. And again, I think this is such an important topic because when we look at focus and concentration issues, ADD and ADHD, it is a major, major problem. And I can't tell you how many parents I have that come to me who say, my child has been diagnosed with this. I do not want to medicate them. Is there anything else I can do besides medication to help my child? And, you know, a lot of times doctors and other people in the regular health community won't give options. They don't understand options. And the only option they're given is to give their child a stimulant medication that basically works like methamphetamine that stimulates the brain. And we have no idea what the long-term implications are of giving a child a drug at a young age when the brain is actively developing, building its neurotransmitter pathways, setting down the biochemical patterns that will exist in that person for the rest of their life. We really, I think, are doing a massive experiment on our children, and I do not agree with it. So when there's options besides medication, they all have to be explored to the greatest degree possible. So tell us, Dr. Walsh, about your work with these behavioral disorders. How successful is nutrient therapy? How consistently can it help people? And is it a real option for both children and adults suffering with focus concentration issues like ADD and ADHD?
Well, of all the patients we would work with, we would be happiest when if a young child with a behavior disorder or ADHD would come into our clinic, because we knew it was going to be relatively easy to diagnose what the problem is and to correct it. I've personally worked with more than 10,000 cases of behavior disorders, many of them children with extraordinary temper problems and wild behavior, and also 5,600 with ADHD. And our success rate with this group, and we did publish some of this in a peer-reviewed journal, is very high. We find it that most of them have a metal metabolism disorder, about more than half of them have a methylation disorder, about 30% a pyrrole disorder. And anyway, we are able to help these kids at a level of around 85% based on our open-label outcome studies we've done. We've done many outcome studies, and what the parents tell us is that that the behavior usually normalizes within about 6 or 8 weeks. If they come to us on a medication, and most of them do, most of the patients we've seen come to us already on either Ritalin, Adderall, some kind of amphetamine, or more recently with even more powerful medications. And the most troubling to me are the atypical antipsychotics like risperidone that a lot of very young children are getting. I believe I know that some of these medications have helped some children, but I think it's a last resort and certainly not the first thing you should do. So what we do is we'll do the lab chemistries, we'll do a complete medical history because we want to know everything we can about this person, and then we're able to, when we identify a chemical imbalance, which more than 95% of the time we find something that is strikingly wrong in their brain chemistry, we will then put them on our nutrient program. We insist they stay on the medication for the first 2 or 3 months, and then after they're better, if they get better, and most of them do, we then test to see what the optimum dosage of the medication is, and we have them carefully try lower and lower doses. 80% of the families say that they're at their very best with zero medication once we've balanced their chemistry. And it's a little bit different between behavior and ADHD. The chemistries tend to be somewhat different, and we get different chemistries for conduct disorder, antisocial personality disorder, or just kids who have a strong temper. We find that there are different different groups and different types of biochemistry imbalances related to different kinds of behavior. But it's really rewarding when a young person who just can't control their temper, and we've had hundreds of kids who the parents said had aggressive behavior 10 times a day, and it's really great when we find out 2 or 3 months later that they're fine and they're okay. We've had so many cases of young people who were struggling in school and had and many of even were who were in special classrooms because of their inability to learn, who became outstanding students just because they had chemical imbalances that were affecting them. For example, if a child has a B6 deficiency, well, you need B6 for memory. These are kids who probably don't have good dream recall also because they don't have a good memory, and they might read a few pages, understand it perfectly, but then forget what they've read. It's very difficult for children who have low B6 levels to be able to learn rapidly, no matter how smart they are. It's really great to see kids start to achieve and excel who before had great problems with learning. So those are probably the easiest people for us to help, easiest to diagnose, and with the highest success rate. We also have very high success with depression and anxiety, and those are different areas. People with straight depression tend to have low serotonin levels or low levels of NMDA neurotransmitter activity.
Can you explain what NMDA is?
NMDA is a name given to a group of receptors in the brain that we're learning are extraordinarily important, especially with respect to severe mental illness, bipolar, schizophrenia, and it seems to be central to everyone who has OCD, obsessive compulsive tendencies, and it has a lot to do with the formation of memories, and that's been under a great deal of study, and they're learning, and even in mainstream psychiatry now, they're learning that nutrient therapies seem to be even better than the heavy-duty medications.
At working with this receptor or in specific conditions like OCD?
That's correct. They're now using amino acid derivatives like D-serine and D-cycloserine, which are natural chemicals in the body, and they're finding it's even more effective in normalizing this neurotransmitter. It's an odd neurotransmitter. Glutamate is known to be what they call excitatory and tends to cause people problems with their brain function. It tends to overexcite your brain cells. But at this NMDA is sort of an oddball neurotransmitter. It's a glutamate neurotransmitter, and the problem is you need to increase the glutamate activity at that receptor while not affecting all the rest of your brain cells. And the only way to do that effectively involves nutrients. And I think this is going to cause a lot of the heavy-duty drugs now given to schizophrenics and bipolar patients and OCD patients is going to cause them to be able to use natural therapies with better results.
So how are the clinical outcomes of treating things like bipolar, which is, you know, a very common disorder, can be difficult to manage, can be very devastating to somebody's life, as all these mental disorders are. Are you seeing great advances in, treatment with bipolar using nutrient therapy?
We do. It's actually not quite as high a success rate as we get with schizophrenia. Our numbers are about 70% to 75%, which I think is better than anything I've seen for medications. One thing we have to recognize is that bipolar is a name given to completely different disorders. There are at least three forms of bipolar that are completely different, and psychiatrists, give the diagnosis of bipolar. But you need to have therapies that are tailored to each one of these, and just giving the same medication or the same treatment to a large number of bipolars, some will get better and some will get worse. So you have to again find their biochemical individuality, find out what's the cause of their brain function not being proper, and then just normalizing it and fixing it. Bipolar is more of a challenge than most of the other kinds of of treatment we have. And there's I've been researching the two major mysteries of bipolar, and that is what on earth is going on in the brain during mania? Why do the brain cells fire so intensely and so rapidly in bipolar? And the next question is, why doesn't it go away? Bipolar usually has a relatively sudden onset, and once bipolar or schizophrenia develops, once you have this breakdown, why doesn't it go away? And the answer seems to be epigenetics. It seems to be these are epigenetic disorders, and that means treatable, because mm-hmm. epigenetic disorders imply that the methylation or nutrient factors on our DNA are not where they're supposed to be, and that can be adjusted.
So we're talking with Dr. William Walsh, who is the director of the Walsh Institute. You can learn more about the work that he does by going to www.walshinstitute.org. You can also buy his new book, Nutrient Power, which gets into the nitty-gritty details of the testing, the concepts, the nutrients that are important for dealing with all of these different conditions. You can purchase it on the website or on Amazon.com, and the name of the book is Nutrient Power. So, Dr. Walsh, we talked a little bit about ADD, ADHD. I believe, you know, in our pre-interview and in speaking, you had mentioned that your clinic sees an extraordinary high amount of autism patients, which, of course, autism, devastating condition. Many people struggle with how to work with it, how to deal with it. Certainly, treatments have come along. Early diagnosis and early intervention has been a huge advantage for many families in working with autistic kids. But, you know, help us understand some of the work that you've done and how it impacts autism and autistic children.
Well, when I was at the Pfeiffer Treatment Center that I founded back in 1989, and by the way, the Pfeiffer Center no longer exists, we had seen, I think, the world's largest number of autistic patients, ASD children and adults, 6,500 of them. And I've got this huge chemistry database for them. And it's really interesting that they share a number of biochemical abnormalities. Virtually every one of them has extraordinary oxidative stress. And this oxidative stress affects every part of it affects their brain function. It affects their ability to learn. It causes brain inflammation. It causes all kinds of problems in the GI tract. Also, I discovered that virtually all of them, 98% plus, have a copper metabolism disorder. They have high levels of free radical copper. Well, copper is a dominant factor in the formation of norepinephrine neurotransmitters. The as my book Nutrient Therapy shows, the way we get norepinephrine, which is a vital neurotransmitter, it all comes from dopamine, and copper. Copper is part of that process, and you need to have the right amount of copper to have the right amounts of dopamine and norepinephrine in your brain. Well, that's all. That's very disordered in autistic children. So we have worked all of that out. And now, if you go to a mainstream doctor, a mainstream pediatrician with a child who suddenly develops autistic symptoms, you'll be told that it's incurable. And that the child's headed for a lifetime of severe handicap. Well, I hope that parents don't just believe that, because there are new therapies, biochemical therapies, that have helped thousands of these children. And I personally have seen hundreds of severely autistic children become completely okay, to be completely recovered, and to be able to go into a mainstream classroom, and many of them excel. So parents should not give up if you hear the word autism.
Well, that's a great message to send, and it's great to let people know that these nutrient therapies, this is not just about taking a multivitamin or taking something that might help you have a little bit more energy or support your immune system. This world of mental health and the role that nutrient therapy can play in the treatment, primary treatment, as Dr. Walsh has explained, of mental health conditions is truly extraordinary, and is something that flies so far under the radar because it's not something that's discussed or widely disseminated information in the traditional medical field, that most people have no idea that many of their mental issues could be very well controlled simply with nutrient therapy, no drugs, no side effects, just nutrients by looking at who you are as an individual. That's the whole point of the testing that Dr. Walsh does, is to identify each person's individual biochemistry balance or imbalance and not just lump everybody together as you have depression, you have bipolar, you have anxiety, you have ADD, ADHD. These are the manifestations of individual different types of biochemical imbalances. And by understanding the nuances of each person's biochemistry, we can then hand select the appropriate nutrients to balance the biochemistry. And if nothing else has shown us, the long history of work, the incredible volume of patients that Dr. Walsh has seen and documented clearly shows that while not every single person is going to get a complete resolution or a major benefit from these, the vast majority, 70 to 85% depending on the case, are going to have major improvements in their mental disorder using nutrient therapy. And those statistics, as we talked about, are oftentimes far better than what you get from even prescription medication and traditional approaches to psychiatry. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be finishing up this conversation around some of the other topics. We haven't discussed anxiety, we haven't discussed OCD, and I want to make sure I give Dr. Walsh a chance to get across any of the most important pearls or information around nutrients so you can take it home with you. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarity provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarity is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your grateful host today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you have learned as much as I have. We've had on the show with us Dr. William Walsh. He is the founder of the Walsh Research Institute and been pioneering work in nutrient therapy for mental disorders for many years now. Please, please learn more about this man and the work that he has done. He changes lives. lives every day. You can visit www.walshinstitute.org and buy his book if you're interested in this and you want to learn more and figure out and get a better handle on some of these concepts and start taking some of the aspects of your health into your own hands and find resources of other doctors that have experience in working with these therapies that Dr. Walsh has been explaining. The book is called Nutrient Power. You can buy it on Dr. Walsh's website at www.walshinstitute.org, or you can go to amazon.com, get the hard copy or download the Kindle version. So please, please take advantage of that. So Dr. Walsh, I mean, we've talked about all of these different therapies, but, and I mentioned it in the end of the last segment, let's talk about, help people understand how incredibly powerful nutrient therapy is for mental disorders. Share with us some of your experiences, the feedback you get from patients, other physicians, doctors, clinicians about what happens when people get the right type of nutrient therapy for their mood disorders or their mental disorders.
Well, I think one of the biggest problems is that most people, and certainly most doctors, don't realize how powerful and effective nutrients can be. I get a lot of phone calls from doctors, and a typical call will be, I've got this patient I've been working with, and they've gone to your clinic, and they've gone, and now they're better. Can you please tell me what you did? And of course, I love these phone calls, and I'll get into the brain chemistry. I'll talk about the lab work, and then they ask the question, well, what did you do? What was your treatment? And my answer is, well, the weapons we use are nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals. And right at that point, I lose about two-thirds of the doctors. Mm-hmm. They think, well, that couldn't possibly work. And some of them will blurt out and say, well, don't you really – how could a nutrient possibly help a person with schizophrenia or depression? Don't you really need a powerful drug to get the job done? And the answer is no. And then for those who stay on the line, I explain to them remind them of what they learned in medical school about where neurotransmitters come from. And we talk about how reuptake and how nutrients have a major effect on brain function in many ways. And that's why I called the book Nutrient Power. I want people to realize that this is a really effective possibility for helping a person. Probably the most exciting thing I've seen in my career has been when schizophrenics get better. There's nothing quite so exciting as seeing a person who has suffered with severe mental illness become okay. And the same is true of seeing an autistic child become better or in some cases recovered. Seeing a behavior disordered child who's been a problem for years become okay, or to see an ADHD child be able to learn much easier and reach their potential. It's really exciting to see what can happen with individualized nutrient therapy. I call it advanced nutrient therapy. And really the key is biochemical individuality, finding out what has gone wrong with respect to chemical imbalances in the brain, and then being able to normalize the brain without drugs. So it's been a great adventure for me, and it's a thrill when patients get better. And we can't help everybody. We do strike out once in a while, but our success rates are really high.
Yeah, and people do need to understand that no therapy for these kinds of issues is 100% effective. So just because you may not get 100% efficacy out of nutrient therapy, if you look at the way that pharmaceuticals work, there's not 100% efficacy there. There's not even 100% efficacy with certain surgical procedures. I mean, there's no guarantee in medicine that any one therapy is going to be 100% effective. There are people that will respond, and there are people that won't respond. But when you get rates like you've tracked in your patient populations of 70 to 85% in these varying disorders, that is significant. That is as significant as any other, you know, interventions that are out there today. And I like Dr. Walsh. I mean, it's what I call just smart medicine. It's understanding, it's analyzing, it's looking at people's individuality and taking the time and the expertise to understand these different individual components of each person and custom tailoring a protocol or a therapy for them and not just using a blanket pharmaceutical approach. And not to say that pharmaceuticals are bad or wrong or don't have their place in the treatment of mental disorders. I don't think that that's the message that you or I are conveying today. What we're trying to convey is that there are other options, and that is what people are not aware of, that there are other effective non-drug options that should be explored. So please, if you're interested in our conversation today, go to www.walshinstitute.org, purchase Dr. Walsh's book, Nutrient Power. It will be a great education for you and for people around you. Dr. Walsh, thank you so much for being on the show today. It really just was a privilege to to have you on with us.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
All right, everybody, that wraps up the show today. Thank you for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I will look forward to talking to you all in 2 weeks. So this is me wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.